Today we are going to talk about the ability to take your COVID vaccine information and put it into your wallet or in your phone app and on your iPhone. This option is available in Massachusetts. It is not available in all states, and I did not look up states outside of Massachusetts to see when this option became available. However, I can tell you where to go to get a lot of those questions answered. The option became available on January 10th, 2022. And at the time, Governor Baker and Assistant Governor Polito did a big spread about it. They were in the newspaper, and there were articles on the web, and it was a real big deal. The tool that allows us to do this is called MyVax Records. And what it allows you to do is to access your vaccine history and provide a QR code that will verify your COVID-19 vaccination status, because that QR code, once all is said and done, will get you. So that all the information that you had on your paper copy will be available digitally. So the digital vaccine card will look essentially the way your other vaccine card looks, in that it provides similar, if not exact, information, depending on how your card was done. It works on a platform called the Smart Health Card. To access the tool, you go to https://www.myvaxrecord.mass.gov/. And once you do this, the first thing you're going to be asked for is your name, then your date of birth, and then your phone number or email address, which is associated with your vaccine record. And that may be like when you registered and before you got your shots done, that's where they would get that information from. Because when you had to register to get your COVID vaccines, you had to provide all that information. Once you have provided them with that information, it asks you to create a PIN. Then you are sent a link, which you will open, and you will re-enter your PIN number. After you have created the four-digit PIN and re-enter, the user can begin getting his information. Your vaccine information is available because once you receive a QR code, you will be able to have it read by any QR scanner device. So an iPhone is one. Your Android phones will do it as well. And there are several others. Users are able to save the QR code to your phone, to your Apple Wallet, and you're also able to screenshot the information and save it as well to your photos. And also, you can print it out as a copy and use it as a paper record. The thing about being able to print out that stuff is if you lose your paper copy of your vaccine record, if you have this photo on your phone because you've put the QR code on your phone and you've gotten it to your wallet and you've gotten it to your iPhone, that's the way you're going to get another copy of your original vaccine record. The system uses national standards for security and privacy. The system leverages the Massachusetts Immunization Information System, MIIS, the official website used by healthcare professionals across the state to record vaccination information. The system relies on hundreds of providers inputting demographics of the health information that is presented by their users. Some users may not be able to immediately find their record or may find an incomplete record. For residents whose record cannot be found or is incomplete, you can either contact your healthcare provider or contact the MIIS team to update your information. You can learn more about the tool and view frequently asked questions at www.mass.gov/myvaxrecord. Why aren't all the immunization records I've received over the years available? The My Vaccine Records portal started in Massachusetts, but it only dates back to information that has been available from healthcare providers since, I believe it's 2011. So anything before 2011 would not necessarily be in your vaccination record. Like if you lived out of state and then moved to Massachusetts, there are ways that you can get this information put in to your record through a history option. What if I need to replace my paper vaccination record? The Mass Department of Public Health cannot provide you with a replacement card. So this is why it will be very important. The MIIS Public Access Portal provides a digital copy of your vaccine record. If you've lost your paper vaccination, you may print it out. You would have a digital record, and you can use either of those. For more information about that, it gives a website that you can go to, https://www.mass.gov/info-details/requesting-a-copy-of-your-COVID-19-vaccination-record. Massachusetts has worked with VCI, which is a trademark, but it's a volunteer collection of public and private organizations which developed the open source of smart health card framework. And they give a website for them as well. This framework is in use by other states. The Vaccine Coalition is directed to improving privacy and security of patient information, making medical records possible, portable, and educating healthcare's consumers and reducing healthcare fraud. Your vaccination record can be stored in your health app on your phone, and we actually did this when we put ours in. It can also, if you have an OS 8.1 update on your watch, you can store it on your watch. If you have a Samsung phone, you can use Pay to get the information into your phone. If you have an Android, you can use Google Pay to get the information into your phone, and you would create an icon shortcut on your home screen to access that information quickly. When I actually started looking this up, there is a whole big, huge file of questions and answers, and there were too many to talk about in this demonstration. However, I could create some kind of a file for anyone who might want more detailed information. I will tell you, I will put at least the link to the MyVax record into the minutes, and it directs you pretty easily to everywhere that I got those resources from. Getting it into the phone is difficult. And for anyone who is a little squeamish, I would use a second party service like IRA or Be My Eyes. For those of you who are more adventuresome, it is doable. John and I were able to do it, but it may take you two or three tries. Also, for purposes of this demonstration, I did not bring those directions here because explaining them and not doing them with you would be difficult. And because sometimes they don't work on the first try, that would be a little bit challenging. But I will tell you that once you get it in, that QR code will stay there. And I think unless you update your phone and mess things up completely, you should be good. And if you back up your phone when you update it, you should not have a problem getting that information back. We have not had to use our QR code, but I certainly appreciate having it on the phone, and was in a situation where I thought I was going to have to use it, and they decided they knew me well enough and they knew I was vaccinated, so they didn't bother. I think it's a great thing. We went away in December before this was available, and we brought our paper copy with us. And our fear was that we were going to lose it, that somebody was going to ask us for it, and that it would get lost in the shuffle. And before I actually went onto the website to the questions and answers, I did not know you couldn't get another copy of your card unless you did it this way, by going onto the website. If your provider has not put your information in correctly, we had this happen with John's, and his didn't go in to his healthcare provider's app correctly. We had to contact them and get them to fix it. One of the things it does say in a lot of the questions and answers is if you have a phone number that you're no longer using and you say, oh, that's the one I think it would be under, don't use that old phone number, because if you're not using it and you use that phone number, then when they send you after your PIN, your verification, it will go to that old phone number. If your name is spelled incorrectly and you find that and it's because of somebody who input your vaccine record incorrectly, get that corrected first before you try to do your QR code stuff and put it on your iPhone, because you really want your data correctly. Otherwise, your name will be spelled wrong forever and ever. Amen.
Excellent. Anybody have any questions for Jeanette? Okay. Some of those email addresses, could you send them out on the Vibug support list?
Yeah, I will do that. And I will make a pretty decent file.
I understand they give you the QRC code. What is the benefit of doing this versus just, you know, taking a photo of your actual card and keeping the photo in your photo roll on your phone?
There's no particular difference, except for me as a totally blind person, I find my wallet easier to access. I think really the answer becomes personal preference.
I think everyone thought we'd be going through a lot more checking of COVID cards and things. I think if you had the QR code, that was sort of a way to keep people from making up cards and pretending they actually had their COVID tests. I think a lot of the verification was going to use the QR codes to make sure that it was a valid card. It really didn't happen the way I think people thought it was going to be. I don't think a lot of people had applications or devices that checked the cards like they thought they would have.
In foreign countries, they're not necessarily accepting paper copies, and they're more likely to accept the QR code versions because they consider them more secure. Foreign countries have their own system of stuff that you have to do to show you that you have been vaccinated. And I've seen people jump through hoops because they didn't have their vaccine record on their phone.
Yeah, this is Darren. When you send the links, will you just be sure to also include that one that was the info details about requesting a new card?
I will make a decent email. I'll put them in some kind of an order that will make sense.
Anything else? I think excellent. Thank you.